Hi, David.
Hi. What I would like to hear a little bit about, maybe you were going to pick up on it later, is there some sort of an obligation, or what are the obligations or principles that you expect, you would expect your significant other or your loved ones to do to address a lot of the things that they're learning today? What are they supposed to address? I mean, it's got to be more than just us responding and acting to what they're doing to make them or make us feel better at that moment. What is their obligation to address some of this? And I pose it the opposite way too. I'm even interested in attending the Understanding Men workshop to understand more how I tick and operate better. And I'm willing to turn that question around on myself. But because we're here, I need to ask that question. And I feel like it. I'm not sure it's been addressed as much as I would like it to be.
Probably because I would never address that. I don't think we have an obligation. I think we have an opportunity. I think we have a possibility of partnership and unity between men and women that depends on us each being responsible for as much as we possibly can. So if I, as a woman, can be responsible for that I am this, that if I can be responsible for the mischief my diffuse awareness causes, the hurt that it may cause my husband because he feels like I chose something over him, or catching myself in the middle of running around naked cleaning toilets, if I can be responsible for that, if I can be responsible for saying ouch, that I know how what I need, if I can say ouch so that I'm letting my husband know what I need,